Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life. Hi, everyone. So this story is, for me, very confusing and surprising. So I would like to tell the story of Elisa Susan Williams. So Elisa Williams is 10 months old in 1982, and she's living with her mother, Denise Williams, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And her legal father, not her biological father, is Isaiah. And when Isaiah was released from prison, Denise and Isaiah got back together, and he was in and out of prison for obstruction, theft, and assault. And the couple met because they were next door neighbors and there was a 10-year age gap. So we're going to tell you about the couple. So in January 1979, the couple married despite Denise being physically abused by Isaiah. Denise left him numerous times, but Isaiah would always woo her back once she got on her feet. And as Denise's due date approached in 1981, what happened was during the time he was in prison, she became pregnant by someone else. So approaching the due date in 1981 of her baby girl, she decided to leave her husband in Cincinnati and to return to Ann Arbor, Michigan. So Denise gave birth to Elisa on 10th of August 1981, and the family of three returned to Cincinnati. So again, they got back together, but it only took a few months before Denise was once again calling the authorities because Isaiah was abusing her. So Denise was at a friend's house in June 1982, and some dates actually say April 29th, 1982. And she was with her daughter, Elisa, when Isaiah showed up unexpectedly and he hit her in the face and grabbed Elisa. So Denise ran after him and then returned to the house, called the police. So Elisa is about 10 months old at the moment. So when Isaiah was found, Elisa wasn't with him, and he was arrested for assaulting Denise, but he wouldn't tell authorities where they could find Elisa. And according to Isaiah, the baby was safe with family members. However, his brother reportedly told authorities that he saw Elisa on July 4th, 1982, at a family reunion in Michigan, and she appeared to look healthy. One of Isaiah's ex-wives shared that she saw the child on July 9th when he brought the baby to her home. And on July 9th, Isaiah was served with a summons ordering him to produce Elisa in court and explain his violation of restraining order. And the very next day, according to Isaiah's ex-wife, Elisa was gone. And another ex-wife stated that Isaiah showed up to her house on July 10th with Elisa, only to leave and return without her. He reportedly packed up the child's belongings, and the ex-wife never saw Elisa again. So on July 22nd, the ex-couple spent the night together, and the ex-wife said that Elisa wasn't at his house. And the following day, Isaiah reportedly hopped on a bus to Alabama. So when Isaiah is arrested for violating the restraining order, he states, "If you let this restraining order drop, I will tell you where Elisa is." And the judge refused and threatened to jail him. And Isaiah then told the court he last saw Elisa sometime in June 1982, which conflicts with his brother and ex-wife's statements. So his story is he'd been smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol while driving with Elisa in the vehicle. He parked at Island Park, which is a 35-acre space in the middle of the Huron River, and fell asleep. And when he woke up, he said the car door was open and Elisa was gone. He did not immediately report her abduction at this time because he said he believed Denise or one of his family members had taken the child. So after Elisa's disappearance, Isaiah allegedly called Denise several times and gave her different stories as to where the baby was or what happened to the baby. So he claimed that he lost Elisa. He said that he killed her. He said they died at a hospital. She was across the water. And Ann Arbor police searched the Huron River for Elisa but turned up no evidence. And he even once said he has no memory because of a crash. So one of Isaiah's ex-wife later shared with authorities that he told her that he said those things in order to hurt Denise. So decades pass, and Denise keeps trying to track Elisa with the help of her husband, new husband James Daniel, with whom she has now been together 37 years. So we're fast forwarding to the last year. So many police searches have been carried out over the decades, and Isaiah has repeatedly been questioned over the years. But following a car accident in 1994, that resulted in a brain injury, he told investigators that his memory of that time in his life has been erased. So investigators were under the belief that Elisa was either killed by him or he gave her to a family or an institution. So in October 2021, Elisa would be 39, so nearly 40 years after Elisa's disappearance, Isaiah was arrested and charged with one count of open murder in her case, and he was extradited from Chicago and is 76 years old, and he is waiting trial, so I'll definitely keep you updated with any developments. I would like to thank the following sources that I used, which are charlieproject.org, eu.freep.com, rblackgirls.com, mlive.com. Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.